The United Nations Police is more than 17 missions worldwide, almost 12,000 police officers. So the priority and what I can promise in a personal way is to work with motivations, with dedication, to make sure that the missions where we have United Nations Police, the people that are living in places where we have United Nations Police, working together with the colleagues of the military component and the civilian component, we can deliver a better service. My, of course, priority now is to listen, to consult with the other colleagues in the peacekeeping world, in the UN country team, but also in the countries where we are, and to see together how we can maximize the big instrument that is the United Nations Police, police officers from 89 countries around the world to contribute operationally on the ground for the protection of civilians and also for the capacity building of the national security forces.
So the different heads of police commandants in the UN peacekeeping operation will meet with you and a senior UN official as well as the Secretary General. What are your expectations for UN Police Week?
The United Nations Police Week is a unique time for the police commissioners from the peacekeeping missions and the special police advisors from the political missions to be together here in New York, to exchange experiences, to learn from each other, and once back in the mission, to be able to make a better service for the communities and for the missions where we are. Unfortunately, not all the police commissioners and special police advisors will be able to be present, because in some missions they will have to do it by video conference, because the situation on the ground requires so. But I believe that this exchange during the next week, they will be able to listen, to learn from the new strategies, new approaches, and also for here in the HQ, for us to learn the difficulties, so together we can make a better work on the ground.
Based on your experience with UN police in Central African Republic, Haiti, Timor-Leste, and Bosnia-Herzegovina, can you share how the UN police make communities safer and more secure?
The United Nations Police has different engagements on the ground. We have individual police officers that are deployed individually with expertise in several different areas, community policing, criminal investigation, public order, protection of civilians, child protection, more to be more precise, victim protection. And we also have the foreign police units that are units particularly oriented for public order or also for personal protection. And we work directly in terms of operations with the community, because in some of the areas, in some of the missions where we are deployed, the United Nations Police, together with the military colleagues in some areas, are the only ones that are deployed. So we protect directly the population, or we support the national security institutions to protect the population. At the same time, we also do the capacity building.
You've been in many peacekeeping missions. What were the most difficult moments during those different missions and also the most rewarding?
It's a very difficult question, but on the most difficult, I can recall in December 2015, after a political process in Central African Republic, in MINUSCA, where we have the mission MINUSCA, we were going to have, after consultations, because there were consultations with all the people in Central African Republic, finally the date of 13 of December was set for the constitutional referendum. And on that day, there is a neighborhood, the third neighborhood of Muslim majority, where the population wanted to vote. And unfortunately, there were also internally some groups that wanted to disrupt the process and the population came to the United Nations. And I remember I went with the force commander, also the special representative was present, and we went together with enough robust means, police and military, and also colleagues from the civilian component, and the population under fire with the protection of the United Nations said in French, on va voter, we want to vote, we are going to vote. It was a day where really all of us, we said we are very proud to be peacekeepers, even if it was a difficult moment. On a positive side, the last day where we had operational engagement in UNMIT, in Timor-Leste, in 30 October 2012, where we passed the responsibility completely, or where we stop having operational engagement as United Nations police on the ground. But we stopped on a positive note, and the end of the peacekeeping is the success of the peacekeeping, even if it might sound like a paradox. And that day, the population was very happy, the national population was happy, the United Nations was happy, United Nations police officers were happy, the national police of Timor-Leste very proud.